What's up, man? Alright, guys. This is an update to the Indian curry sale scammer, Hamza. So it's been a couple of hours since I did this video where I, you know, went over this video. This is an unlisted video, so it's not on his public, it's not publicly available to everybody on his channel. It's unlisted. It's only available to those who have the email. So as you guys can see, it's almost at 10,000 views already. When I went over this video, it had 3,000 and a couple of hundred viewers watching it. It's probably been like, what, 8-9 hours since my video about this, and he already went up to 10,000 from 3,000. So that's a 7,000 increase. Obviously, it's unlisted. It's only for those who have the email link to this video that access it. That means this guy has at least 10,000 people on his email list. He probably has way more. They just either didn't hit the button yet, or they didn't open the email yet. But as you guys can see, 10,000 views in an unlisted video. Now, for those of you guys who are new to this video and didn't see the one before it, this is where I told you guys that Hamza was going to sell you a scam course. So what Hamza is doing is that he's selling you a course a la Andrew Tate style called Adonis something, you know, the Adonis Alpha Male course, some dumb name like that. He's selling it for $99 a month, a recurring membership, obviously. $99 for incels living with their mama, using their mom's credit card, really isn't that big of a deal. What's going on here, guys, is that you guys need to understand something very important about Hamza and Andrew Tate. They are CIA assets. A lot of you guys out there have been saying, yo, Amr, you can't call them CIA assets unless you know for sure. You really think a CIA asset will come out and say, yeah, I'm a CIA asset? Do you think, let's say I'm a CIA asset and I'm trying to get info on the cartel. Do you think, hey, Miguel, you know I'm a CIA, right? Yeah. How would that go, right? Guys, no CIA asset will ever admit to being a fucking CIA asset. That's just how, that's the name of the game, okay? And you're not gonna find proof. You guys need to understand something about Hamza and Andrew Tate, okay? Andrew Tate's father was a top CIA asset. Look it up. Even Andrew Tate himself said, my father was a top CIA asset. Okay, look it up, okay? There's a difference between an asset and an agent. You see, a CIA agent is an officer with the CIA. This is a actual ranking individual. An asset like Hamza or Andrew Tate or me, if I actually joined the CIA, and I told you guys the CIA approached me in 2005, 2006 to work for them as a translator, which is a gateway to doing far more nefarious stuff. The CIA guys, as an asset, you're simply a actor. That's all you are. You're a mole. You're an actor. You don't need security clearance. You don't need any of that stuff because, again, you are simply a mole. That's all you are. Now, like I mentioned, this scam course for $99, ain't nobody gonna get poor. Ain't nobody gonna benefit from it. So I don't care about him selling this scam course and making millions of dollars. It's just that his job is to simply mislead young men who should be doing other stuff with their time and money. Right now, guys, is not the time to focus on women, okay? Right now, you need to be getting your money right, getting the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? You do that by making money, by looking good. I know what you're gonna say, Amr, isn't that what Hamza is trying to sell us for $99? Guys, You don't need to pay anybody anything to look good. Okay, if you want to look good, you have to be realistic. Look in the mirror. Okay, look at Brad Pitt, then look at yourself. Okay, if you're a 5'4", balding curry cell, you know it's over, okay? A lot of you people out there, you're young. You're impressionable. You live with your mama. You need to understand. You need to make money because things will get really bad. Hamza is not going to help you making money. Andrew Tate is not going to help you making money. Now, I want to show you the comment section over here. Look at what Hamza had to say. He updated it again. He's saying we have 72 paying members already. I don't know if that's true or not, but knowing the number of incels out there, it probably is. So I'm not going to read the whole thing for you. You guys can look at this video if you want later on. I'll link the video in the description if you guys want to watch this scam video. He's going to be speaking with Sam Ovens and Andrew Kirby to ask about the price. You know, he's saying the price should be higher. However, you guys who locked in the price, in other words, you idiots who bought this scam course, you guys are going to be locked in, okay? So he's probably going to raise the price for other people. Andrew Tate did the same exact thing. Scam guys, he sold you Hustlers University for $50, and then when the real world came out, he went up to, I believe, $150, okay, because it's just so damn popular. Again, guys, cannot stress this enough. If you are a CIA asset, the CIA will help you get super duper popular. Again, CIA runs Google, YouTube. If you think YouTube, Google, Facebook are private companies, I have a bridge in Key West I like to sell to you. So let's look at what some of these people are saying. Hey, Hamza, I know this isn't your problem, but is there any possible way to pay for Adonis Academy with something else than a CC? I'm underage, and I think there are more people who'd like this. Thanks in advance. It's like, use your mom's credit card. That's what everybody else is doing, bro. Will this raise it for those already paying 99? Damn, that's stupid. Thanks, man. It's about to be 1 year of this journey. I have tears in my eyes. Hamza, I'm 13 and it's paid, so I can't join. Is this the idiot who said... No, that's a different idiot. Use your mom's credit card, bro. Maintaining the community small should really be a big priority. Good that you are already thinking about that. If not, it will lose all its meaning and you would feel empty from not having real contact in there. So that's just some idiot telling him to raise the price. I hope Hamza answers your question. No, he's not, because the CIA runs his account. He's just some dumb Indian who just... Well, he's not dumb, okay, guys? He's just, you know, he's a scammer. He's a grifter. That's what he is. You know, doesn't mean you have to be... You don't have to be a high IQ to scam people, you know? Brother, I'm an Indian guy. It's quite more for me. I don't even make money. Please make it at least for teenager. Use your mom's credit card, bro. Let's see. Let's see all the replies. You made 6,700 in 3 hours. That's, yeah, it's called scamming people. It's not, you know. Hey, Hamza, I've been working all day and I was about to put my card details to sign up when it was saying submit and the price changed from 99 to 100. Is there any way? Wow. So now the scam course is $200. You know what he did, guys? He put up this unlisted video just to see how many losers are out there. And then he's like, oh shit, these people are more losers than I thought. So now his scam course is $200 and not $100. I mean, a lot of you young people out there, man, I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, again, $100, I mean, nobody's going to end up in the poorhouse. That's probably your mama's credit card. But the fact is, a lot of you guys are going to feel empty after this. You're going to feel very, very richful in the end, because you need to understand, man, if you are a CIA asset, the CIA will use their power to make you big. I want to show you guys something here, okay? This is the video I did about Hamza, right? I told you this curry sales scammer, right? Here's the thing, guys. When this video started, okay, when I, like the first almost hour of this video was number one. This video was taken off. And then what happened is that the video started going down in viewership. This video should have over 300 people watching it by now, but it's going down in viewership. You guys want to know why? Because they don't like it when I expose their assets. That's the problem. Look, leaked footage that destroyed AMS career. You know, AMS, a big black guy who tells you he's alpha and he fucked 500 women. I showed footage of him walking around town, you know, trying to hit on white woman who didn't even look at him. This video was censored. I mean, my whole channel is censored, but this just also, Men's Maxon is a fraud as well. For those of you who don't know, Men's Maxon, he photoshops his pictures. He uses camera angles and lights to make himself. I mean, look, Men's Maxon, yes, has a great physique and everything. You know, he's blue eye, blonde and white, but he uses a lot of manipulation to make himself look like a giga chad, as he claims. That video, 122 people saw that video. And again, guys, this is about me being censored, so you guys out there don't see the fact that you are being manipulated by the CIA. And I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. The Jews run everything, okay? They're on CIA, they're on FBI. That's the Matrix, okay? I know when Andrew Tate says the Matrix is coming after me, Andrew Tate is an agent of the Matrix. Same thing with this Indian scammer over here. So let's look at a couple of comments from his followers. Hamza, I'm watching you from a year ago. While I was deep journaling, I found a topic about sense of achievement, which I journaled. Yeah, I'm not going to read all this shit. Let's see. Definitely, you have a cult of devoted guys, especially since they're in the email list, which means they are more committed to your content and advice, and most of us could use an influence like you in their life. These people watching this video have mostly made significant progress in their self-improvement. Yeah, right, of course. I mean, they live with their mama. They're like 12, 13 years old. It's like, what are you gonna do, man? No. Hamza's pretty much Andrew Tate for like teenagers, you know, like under 13, I think. Oh, there we go. Hey, Hamza, I've joined Tate's course, The Real World, and I've had a wonderful time on it. Of course you did. I love the idea of a live call a few times a week, and I think doing lessons would probably help more people. Also, I think you might want to raise the price if you're trying to raise exclusivity. True. Hey, bro, in the real world, What is the most profitable way to make money with zero money? Freelancing and copywriting. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Freelancing and copywriting, guys. Damn. Freelancing and copywriting on the internet has been going around for decades. You know, first of all, you're not going to be making that much money. Maybe $10 an hour if you're starting out. Not to mention, there's a lot of people out there who've been doing it for years. You know, you're not going to hire somebody who just started out, especially when that somebody is a fucking kid, okay? A lot of you guys out there haven't gotten the fact. See, this is why I tell you guys, Hamza is Andrew Tate, but for kids, you know? Obviously, the real world is not gonna benefit a fucking 13-year-old kid because he ain't gonna work. Ain't nobody, even if he go on fucking Upwork and somehow create a profile, ain't nobody gonna hire a fucking 13-year-old. So Hamza is this guy who's gonna put you on this self-improvement road so you can, you know, go into Andrew Tate's real world. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand and understand really good. If you have to look up to somebody in the manosphere, chances are your life is already over. Now, why is it imperative for me to tell you this, okay? Why am I telling you that you are being misled? Why am I telling you all this, guys? I'm telling you all this because a lot of you people out there, when 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7, 10 years from now, probably just a couple of years from now, when you realize that you've been scammed and nothing good came out of it, you guys need to understand, man. These guys who go into Andrew Tate's comment section and they say, oh, Andrew, when I took your course, I was broke and now I'm driving in a Bugatti. Oh, Hamza, When I watched your video, I went from being depressed to having a rotation of fine-ass woman. How do you guys know that's not fucking CIA writing these comments, you know? You guys have to keep your mind. I was actually watching a documentary about TikTok. Guys, it's a known fact that TikTok is pretty much a spy tool for the Chinese. You think the CIA wouldn't do the same thing with YouTube? Come on, man. And, you know, a lot of you guys out there, especially you, like I said, man, if you're looking up to Andrew Tate, if you're looking up to Hamza, chances are your life sucks. I mean, let's be honest. This is why you go for Hamza. Your life sucks. Hamza comes in and he says, oh, man, I was like you. I was depressed. I was suicidal. And now I found the magic potion and I'm going to sell it to you for $99 a month or $199 according to some guy who tried to sign up for his scam course. You see, there's a big difference between... See, money is not a problem, guys, okay? Even though this is probably your mama's money that you're using, $99 ain't nobody going to go poor. The problem here is, you see, there's nothing worse in life than fake hope, okay? When you tell a young guy who woman hate him, a young guy who's sexually repulsive, a young guy who is, you know, short, a young guy who's socially awkward, a young guy who's probably creepy and cringy as fuck, let's keep it 100. See, what you guys need is a black pill. You know, a lot of people say black pill is nihilism. Black pill is absolute truth. That's what the black pill is, you know? It's absolute truth. Now, what you decide to do with the truth, that's up to you guys, you know? So, if you are 5'4", balding, Indian, you have a fugly phenotype, there ain't nothing much you can do, you know? And if you try, it's only gonna get worse. You guys remember Elliot Rodgers? You young guys out there who are probably 13, 14, you guys probably not even gonna see this video, to be honest with you. YouTube is probably Again, YouTube is shadow banning me, so only maybe a couple of hundred people are going to view this video on YouTube. But you guys out there who remember who Elliot Rodgers is, Elliot Rodgers' problem wasn't so much that he was unattractive. The problem was he was trying too hard. This is why he referred to himself as the supreme gentleman. He was trying too hard to get laid, okay? You guys out there, you're gonna think that Andrew Tate, you're gonna think that Hamza, you're gonna think that these CIA assets were nothing more than megalomaniac scammers. You think these guys are helping you, but in reality, they're becoming multimillionaires off of your mom's money. And again, the problem here, when you guys realize at the end that things were actually worse for you, because here's the thing, man. The fact that you have to look up to Hamza, that to me tells me that your life is over. So you guys, you're gonna look at Hamza, you're gonna buy his scam course, you're gonna go to the gym for a little bit, you know, you're gonna try to go make money online, you're gonna think you're alpha. Then, you know, after a couple of months or maybe a year or two, you're gonna go up to a woman and she is gonna clean the hell out of you for approaching her. And that's when you're probably gonna end up losing it. All Hamza is doing, all Andrew Tate is doing, is that hope to God that some big war happens. Hope to God that the asteroid hits. You know, all they are doing is that they are simply giving you this false hope. And hopefully in a year or two, before you actually think you're finally good enough for a woman, which you're not. You guys need to understand, man. When it comes to women, you don't need a Bugatti. I'm 42 years old. I've seen shit with my own eyes. Okay? There are guys who are broke, homeless, and they banged some of the most beautiful women in the world. You don't need to be going to the gym. All you need is a low body fat. Listen, guys, as long as you have some muscle on your biceps, you have a six pack, assuming you're not one of those skinny, scrawny guys, you know, as long as you have a six pack, some muscles on your biceps, you're good, baby. That's all you need. You don't need to go to the gym. You don't need to be a gym rat. You definitely don't need to make money. We live in an age today where women make their own money. They don't need you for money. They simply need you for sex. Okay? Now, keeping in mind is that even though the black pill is good for you, here's the problem. See, I don't want to say you guys, but the governments are in a bind right now. Because if you guys take the black pill and you finally realize, hey man, I'm ugly, no woman wants me, you know, I'm not connected to anybody of importance, I don't have rich parents, there's no way for me to make good money, so I'm just gonna give up, I'm gonna stay home, eat Popeyes, play video games, then the government doesn't have people who are working on the railroads, people paying into the tax system, people keeping the infrastructure up and running. They're not gonna have a workforce to keep civilization humming if you guys decide to simply give up on life, which is what the black pill will tell you if you are too ugly, okay? Opposite of that, Hamza, Andrew Tate, they'll have you go out, work 12, 13 hours a day digging ditches. They'll have you put in money into the tax system as a tax slave, okay? And this will work for a couple of years until you realize, oh my God, this is actually worse for me. These women, you know, because here's the thing. If you take the black pill, you stay at home, you play video games all day, you eat Cheetos, ain't no girl gonna go up to your house and be like, ooh, you're ugly, ew, you gave me the ick. Ain't no woman gonna go out of her way to say, you gave me the ick, if you're minding your own business, you know? But when you watch Andrew Tate, Hamza, and other PUA scammers, and then you decide, okay, I did the work, you know, I did Hamza's coursework, I'm gonna go out and finally approach women, and when they shoot you down, woo, that's when a lot of you guys out there are going to lose it. So this is what I'm saying, man, the governments are in a bind because they need you guys, you young guys out there. Listen, man, I'm 42 years old. I'm not going to go dig ditches 13, 14 hours a day. I'm not going to go climb ladders and work on electricity lines 50 feet up in the air. I'm not going to go out to Alaska, work on an oil drill. Fuck that shit. I'm happy with what I have. So they need you young, hungry men out there who are desperate to get laid. They want you to go out there, make money. And by making money, you're paying into the tax system and you're keeping civilization running. However, what's going to happen when you realize that, oh my God, I'm actually worse off now than before I got on this so-called self-improvement journey, okay? That's what the government is really scared of. And then again, they're scared about you just staying home and who's going to fix the light pole, who's going to dig the ditches, right? So, you know, what I, Amr Mitwali, tell you, and I don't charge anybody here a fucking cent, okay? There's no reason to charge anybody even a quarter cent for this information, okay? If you're ugly, okay, look at yourself in the mirror. How tall are you? Are you 6 feet? Close to 6 feet? Okay, you have a chance. Do you have a full head of hair? You do. That's even better. If you don't, get hair transplant. Guys, you have to be realistic, okay? If you're 5'4", you're fucking Indian, you have an ugly face, yeah, it's over for you. But let's say you're 5'10", you got a decent face, but you wear glasses and you are losing your hair. Get a hair transplant, get LASIK, or the very least, get contacts to get rid of your eyes, okay? And then, you know, lose weight by not eating fucking McDonald's and maybe go running around the neighborhood once or twice a freaking week. Guys, I am telling you right now, as somebody who's 42 years old, who's doing what he's telling you, you can actually lose weight simply by eating right and having the right amount of testosterone in your body. Go to a freaking doctor. Don't listen to some Indian scammer who's gonna tell you, yeah, bro, you can raise your testosterone level by 400%. Guys, it's medically impossible to raise your testosterone by 400%. It's medically impossible to do it naturally. Trust and believe, if you could do it naturally, my cheap ass would have done it naturally. Okay, so first order of business, as long as you're decent looking, you have a chance. Just make sure your testosterone is a normal, healthy amount and make sure you're eating right, no fatty foods, and again, maybe go run around the neighborhood once or twice. You don't have to be a gym rat. As long as you got some muscle on your biceps, and most importantly, you have a six-pack, that's all the women care for, okay? So let's say, you know, you're one of those ethnic people and your face isn't all that. Maybe you got a fucking hook nose like most Indian people. Go to a fucking cosmetic surgeon, okay? Listen, guys, I've been to cosmetic surgeons. I've had operations done on my face. I've had fillers. I've had Botox. I've had collagen injections, okay? Go to a real motherfucking doctor, not some Indian scammer on the internet, okay? So the bottom line, guys, that I wanted to tell you guys here is that I don't care about the money, you know. Losing $100 a month, I don't care about that, okay? You don't care about that. Nobody's going to be poor losing $100,000 a month. Let's see if he did any updates. I don't think he did any updates. That's okay. I don't care. It's not the money, okay? I could care less about the money. I mean, there are PUAs out there trying to sell you a course for $4,000 or $5,000. Obviously, in the grand scheme of things, Hamza is not exactly Mr. Big Time Scammer selling you something for $4,000 or $5,000, okay? So it's not the money. It's about the fact that he's giving you false hope if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, like Aaron Clary famously said. Women are not logical. They're not factual, okay? You know, in the real world, if I do 1, 2, 3, 4, I get the promotion, I get the bonus, I get the reward. But with women, 1, 2, 3, 4 does not equal getting laid, because it all comes down to looks for a woman. That hot chad, you know, that, you know, for example, you know, the hot guy who just, the bad boy who just came out of prison, he pistol whips people, he sells drugs, he's broke, he's taking money from her. He, by all means, is -4, -5, -3, -1. You know, he's on the other side of the scale. You know, you here, Mr. Hamza follower, you're doing 1, 2, 3, 4. You're going up the scale. The other guy is going down the scale, you know, yet he gets the pussy. Why? Looks. This is what I want everybody here to understand, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4 does not equal you guys getting the woman. And one last thing before I close out this video, you guys need to understand that you are being groomed to get with damaged woman. This is also something very, very important to understand. Things are gonna get really bad. Guys, food prices are going up every day. Inflation is gonna get really bad. And a lot of these girls who think they're divas because they got 100,000 subscribers on TikTok, okay? Yeah, those 100,000 subscribers, they ain't gonna be paying the rent. They ain't gonna be paying the bills, okay? Eventually, these women are gonna be looking for a beta bucks deluxe. You guys out there who are following Hamza, you're following Andrew Tate, you are being groomed to get with damaged, defective woman who not only will they make your life a living hell, but they will also divorce rape you, take your money, take the kids, assuming the kids are even yours to begin with. You know, cheat on you, take the house, take all the cash and prizes. So there's really no way for you guys out there to win with modern woman if you just don't have the looks. And again, in 2023, I've said this in my other videos, I'm going to say it again. You don't pick up woman. All these PUAs out there, listen, PUA may have worked in the 90s. It may have worked in the early 2000s, but PUA has been dead ever since 2009, 2010, when the iPhone dating apps and Facebook became a thing, you know. PUA is dead for men, okay? You don't pick women up. Women pick you up. And if a woman doesn't pick you up, it simply means you're just not attractive enough to that woman. That's all there is to it, guys, okay? So, bottom line, I want you guys to understand and understand me good. You are being groomed to get with damaged woman who will be desperate in a post-collapse society. Because you guys have to understand, Big Daddy government, they're not going to take care of women when the Great Reset happens. Big Daddy government took care of women to push an agenda of emasculating men, of doing all sorts of bad stuff like putting women in leadership to destroy societies, okay? But when the Great Reset is done, which it will be, women really have no value for the government anymore. So the government is not going to give them welfare. This is why you guys are being groomed by Andrew Tate and Hamza to be a woman's welfare. She's going to be the welfare recipient. You're going to be the welfare sender. Okay? And I'm telling you guys right now, as somebody who was married, granted, I was only married for a month because I knew female nature, unlike you guys who are being told that women are nice and everything, spice and some dumb shit like that. I'm telling you guys, you would much rather be living in your mama's house, smoking weed, eating fucking Doritos, playing video games, rather than having a woman who's gonna make your life a living hell. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.